A 3-goal second period helped send the visiting Powassan Voodoos on their way to a 6-3 decision over the Kirkland Lake Goldminers Saturday in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League contest at Joe Mavranac Community Complex. Powassan took the early lead, 7.5 minutes into the matchup, as Caleb Dawson powered his way towards the end boards and worked the puck free, which he dropped back to Nick Beatty, who fired it past a blocked-out Trent Borischuk in the Kirkland Lake net. Answering with an equalizer at 14:10, the Goldminers' Bruce Gray pressured his way down the left wing and chased down his own rebound, off an attempt on the target, then from behind the goal line fed it in front where Benjamin Armitage quickly swatted it by Voodoo's starter Daniel Diracolo. The home side then took the lead late in the first period as Inde Bresch wheeled out and roofed a short side effort over the shoulder of Diracolo. Heading to the second stanza, Powassan drew level after Caden Dubreuil corralled an errant clearing attempt and put it on front where Zach Turner chipped it by Borischuk, nearly 5 minutes in. Picking up a 2-man advantage, the Voodoos capitalized and moved the puck around nicely with Chase Thompson eventually left with a tap in at 8:35. Building on that, the visitors kept coming and made it 4-2 when Thompson set up Matthew McMillan between the circles where he snapped a shot into the right corner. Kirkland Lake drew closer just over 3 minutes into the final frame when Aiden Beavan put one toward the net from the left point that was neatly tipped in by Riley Babich. However, Powassan came back to put the game away with tallies moments apart off a Darby McCarthy deflection and a Wraith Smith wrister to complete the night's scoring. With the victory, the Voodoos moved to 1-4-7-0-2 on the season while the Goldminers fell to 4-1-3-3-1.